Oh, but that night, you know, I couldn't sleep, nothing. You know, that's just how the game is, you know what I mean? So, but I was right back on the plane. I got right back to work. I felt good. I was already healthy. You know, my mind wasn't probably healthy, but I mean, but I'm fine, though. I'm good.
Was it that night that you, because there was a red eye?
Well, no, the next day we came in, we all reported and had meetings and stuff like that, and we had a little exit meetings, and then I was gone that night. So then I got back, what, Sunday? I was back ready Monday.
You say your mind probably wasn't there. At what point did that come back?
Once I came in here, I was fine. You know, I was out, you know, I'm not one of those guys that get beat down, you know, things like that, you know. It's always in the back of my mind. It's plays that I've made, that I missed, you know, throughout the season and prior to that, you know, my whole career of football, that, you know, that you always want to take back. So, but that's what makes you a great player. That's what makes you want to respond and do all you can to get better.
What are some of the more supportive things that teammates have told you?
You just move on. You know, a lot of my teammates, they lift me up, and it was a great thing, you know, because that's what Coach Fox preaches, is us being a team, you know. And they did a great job. It's been a great offseason. It's been a great first day of OTA. So we're on a mission.
Raheem, it seems that, you know, for whatever reason, professional athletes get over stuff more a lot faster than fans. Can you explain that or describe why? Or
The thing is like, it's like life in general. You know, you have to move on. You're going to have some bad days, some good days, but you can't just thrive on the good days all the time, you know. So, you know, the fans, that's what they're supposed to do. That's what they're there for us. They pay all their money, their hard work and money to come see us, and they want to see greatness, you know. So I don't fault them at all. But this year we're going to do all we can to put some smiles on their face, a remaining smile at that.
Raheem, is there a particular player, coach, mentor who's helped you through the process?
Oh, man, so many. A lot of my teammates, Peyton, Champ, a lot of guys on the offseason, you know, guys like Eric Berry and Earl Thomas, Ryan Clark. Ryan Clark actually texted me last night, you know, so I've been blessed with the supporting cast that I've had, you know, some people out in the streets, you know, airports or, you know, in California or in Florida. So, you know, I'm blessed. And it's a good thing, you know, that they really care. You know, I've had some bad comments, but I keep those to myself because it's part of the territory. But the main thing is that it's all about what God say. You know, he's a forgiving God. He's a God who's going to give me, we cast all my cares to him. So once I do that, I'm fine, you know, but I'm happy to be at work.
Raheem, bad comments on the street?
You know, just from random people, anybody, you know, so. But, you know, I hear them. I just keep walking. Oh, I just keep them in the back of my head.
Raheem, you stood up after that game and real stand up, and you took blame, and you said, I'm going to work hard to atone for this. Are you fueled by that game?
Yeah, I'm always fueled. In everything I do, every time I wake up, I'm fueled. I've been like that since I was born. You know, that particular play makes it even more. But that's my persona. I mean, where I come from and what I've faced throughout my whole life growing up, I have no choice but to be like that. I have no choice.
So, in one way, you put it behind you in your rearview mirror, but in another way, it's always etched there. It's always something that's going to drive you.
Absolutely. Yeah. You know, those are the plays in the season that I felt like that I should have made, that, you know, you want to take back, you know. But that's the part of improvement. That's part of getting better. And that's part of being a man when it's all said and done.
You made such an improvement from year one to year two. Your teammates, your coaches, everybody said you had the greatest growth. Are you able to put what happened in the Baltimore game behind and make a similar leap, you think, in year three?
Absolutely. I'm going to make a better leap. I mean, it's year three. It's time to get it going and be that player that they drafted me to be, you know. I love this game. I love my teammates. I love his organization. You know, I mean, I even love our grass. You know, I mean, I love our owner. I love the things we do here. I mean, I couldn't imagine being nowhere else. So, I mean, why not come out here and put all my blood, sweat, and tears for this organization? Why not?
What was different this offseason for you, as far as, I know you went right back to work, but you've always been that kind of guy. What was different?
I mean, you know, it's never nothing different, you know. The only thing you try to do differently is try to find different things to better your game at, you know. My competitive nature's there. My drive, my hard work is there. So when those things all tally together, I mean, sky's the limit. You can do so much with that. So, you know, I've grown up as a man. I'm 23 years old, but I feel like I'm ahead of my time, meaning that I'm growing. I'm learning through this whole process and everything I've been through. So that's what it's all about.
I know last offseason you said you watched film of all the plays that you could have done better on. Did you do the same thing?
Absolutely. And I've also learned to mix in some good, you know, because sometimes you look at too many bad plays, you get bad thoughts. You want to keep good thoughts in your mind. So you want to mix in some good things. And sometimes the good plays you make, you can make them a little better. You know, you can fix up a few technique errors and stuff like that. So
you feel you had a lot of good plays to look back on too, not just
like... Yeah, I had quite a few. You know, I'm every year I want to get more and more and more. You never can substitute making great plays.
You talk about making that leap in from year two to year three. What specifically do you want to improve in your game?
Everything. Yeah. Everything. Point blank, period. Yeah. Everything. There's nothing in particular that you, okay, I need to get this better. Everything needs to get better. I'm not perfect.
Raheem, when you hear the Broncos possibly pursuing Charles Woodson,
mm-hmm.
before that, competition, how do you react to it?
I was excited. I was actually like, hoping we'd get him because, you know, I'm all about competition. I never run from it, ever. And I'll be happy to be able to say I played with two Hall of Famers in the same DB room. So, I mean, Charles Woodson, I grew up watching him. So if they bring him in, I'm going to be excited. I'm going to learn everything he does, and I'm going to compete, like as if he's been here since I've been here.
Do you still talk with Doc?
Yeah, from time to time we do. From time to time, you know, he's a great man. He's taught me a lot, you know.
Did he talk to you this offseason about it?
Yeah, actually, he also texted me, and we talked a few times. You know, he said he told me some plays he went through that he could regret back in his Philly days. So he said it's part of life. So it's part of being a football player. And there's so many great players out here that, you know, it's going to be some good and some bad. But you try to make as much good out of it as you can.
Raheem, when you made the decision on that second day to leave on a red-eye flight and go back to work, were you not letting yourself – even think about it, you say, I'm going back to work right away? Or was that the plan all along, whenever the season ended?
Yeah, that was the plan. I mean, I did that after my rookie year. You know, I mean, my rookie year, I didn't play as much at the end, so I really got back into it. So, I mean, that's the type of guy I am. I'm always working. You know, you can never substitute hard work, you know, staying in shape. I mean, that's what I do for a living. My job is to stay in shape, be at my best. So, I mean, I want to be a great player one day. So for me to do that, I have to continue to do what other great players do. You know, Peyton Manning's not stopped working. You know, Champ don't stop working. So when you stop working, you pretty much die.
Is it nice to get back out on the field with all your teammates, first practice really of the season,
and yeah.
Kind of get the whole new year going?
It was great. It was great. You can tell we both sides of the ball, even special teams, were like, we know each other. The communication and the verbiage out there was phenomenal today. Even our head coach said it. So. We're going to build off that, and I'm looking forward to tomorrow. I'm looking forward to this film session, too. So,
good to see you.